In the name of Jesus. Amen. Here is a people, a chosen people of God. They aren't fictional, but rather a people whom the Lord had led out of Egypt, delivering them from the affliction of Pharaoh, and guiding them to a land that will flow in abundance the fruits of the earth. Here is a people who did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, even while being under the care and protection of the Lord's hand. This people is you and me. Yes, you and me, for you see, we do no different than the Israelites did. We too have turned from the Lord, because we are more concerned with what comes from below rather than from heaven above. Israel, choosing for themselves a new leader and creating and building for themselves a new God, was what they believed to be only natural and right to do. Moses had been gone now for 40 days, and the Lord was also with him. And the people of Israel were left without their regular leader and were lost in the absence of Moses. And so the Israelites did what only came natural to them, namely to do whatever their flesh desired. And so they elected Aaron as their new leader and created and built a golden calf to be their God. This only seemed appropriate, as there was no longer anyone there to tell them what they should do. So they let their worldly desires get the best of them. Well, the anger of the Lord burned against them, for he was truly disappointed. But Moses went down to them, after having pled with the Father to be merciful, to see this awful thing they had done. And upon arriving, he too was gravely angered, and he shattered the two tablets of stone that contained the law written by God. And he destroyed the golden calf with fire, and having crushed it into powder, he placed it in their drinking water, and he forced the people of Israel to drink the rancid water infested with their evil and self-absorbency. The people of Israel had broken their covenant with God. Yet they had done what they thought was appropriate because of their fallen nature. And while we may sit in judgment upon them, we are those Israelites. Have we not made our golden calves? Have we not felt abandoned by God and looked inward to find peace and life? All along, we desire to follow God, but we follow the God we have created in our own mind, for we are so intimately tied to this world of sin. And thus, we try to define God based on what our limited minds know, namely this world of corruption. And we, in and of ourselves, cannot comprehend God from above because our flesh binds us to this world. And yet, as our impatience gets the best of us, we make our own gods rather than waiting patiently for the return of the Messiah, choosing to live in a hell rather than wait for heaven. But through all of this, we somehow see ourselves doing only that which comes natural. And while it is displeasing to the Lord, and we fail miserably, we do so thinking we are doing what is right. But our failures stem from our defining life from what is below on earth rather than from heaven above. But remember, O men and women, that true peace comes from that which is up above, not that which is from below. And this is why we come to hear the word of God. For the Lord tells us that he will send one, and he has sent one, the Paschal Lamb from heaven, whom we now partake in regularly at this Lord's table, to save this forsaken world of sin. Jesus came in order to drink the bitter cup of our transgressions to the dregs. He knew that no matter how hard we tried to do that which was right and pleasing, we would still fail and fail miserably. So he came to do what we were unable to do, and he did it perfectly. And as he outstretched his arms, allowing himself to be slaughtered on the tree of life, he poured out his blood for our debts of sin, making us pure and holy in the eyes of his Father, and granting us eternal life. For true life comes from heaven above, from the one who laid out his life for many. It is just as the psalmist says in Psalm 23, that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. We know that this life of corruption ends in death, and it weighs very heavy upon us. So we can look to Christ, who brings true peace from heaven above. And we look to the cross, not merely for the moral victory, but to empty ourselves that we may look to the face of Christ as he comes to us in his word and sacraments. And whilst he feeds us of his body and blood, we may set our minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. We, just like the Israelites, are on a journey through life to life. Attempting this journey of our own accord will lead us only to the depths of destruction. But with the guiding hand of our merciful Lord and Savior, we are led to the promised land of heaven, where we may reign with Christ in his kingdom. For just as the hymnist says, thou hast raised our human nature on the clouds to God's right hand. There we sit in heavenly places, there with thee in glory stand. Jesus reigns adored by angels, man with God is on the throne. Mighty Lord is thine ascension. We by faith behold our own. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.